With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Chris Christie announced that he's dropping out of the Republican presidential race.
The former New Jersey governor is ending his campaign days before the Iowa caucuses.
I've always said that if there came a point in time in this race where I couldn't see a path to accomplishing that goal, that I would get out.
Christie says the goal was never to be just the voice against Donald Trump and all he stands for. He was heard saying this on a live stream.
They don't want to hear it. We know we're right, but they don't want to hear it.
It's not clear who Christie will endorse. He was also heard on the live stream saying Nikki Haley is going to get smoked. She's not up for this. He also said Ron DeSantis called him petrified he would endorse Haley. I'm Ed Donahue.
Christie's announcement came ahead of next week's Iowa caucuses, and the weather on Monday could be brutal. The temperature might not make it above zero, but Iowa GOP Chairman Jeff Kaufman is not worried.
I'm sure some of our national press would rather be in South Carolina, but you know what? This is the heartland, and we're first in the nation for a reason. Normal people that just look right at the wind and right at the temperatures and say, bring it on.
Last night in Des Moines, Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis faced each other in a one-on-one debate, tearing into each other as they both chase poll leader Donald Trump. The Israeli military has found evidence that hostages were present in an underground tunnel in the Gaza Strip. Journalists were shown the tunnel by IDF officials who said Hamas also is using people as human shields.
We've come across not once and not twice in a house where we find Hamas firing from, and we will go in. And we will find Hamas with women and children there as human shields.
One person is dead after an avalanche near a Lake Tahoe ski resort. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports the World Health Organization is working on some transgender guidelines.
Critics say what the agency is really concocting is not so much guidelines as an action plan for promoting transgenderism in every country on Earth. CFAM reports that the committee working on the project for the WHO is chock full of radical LGBT activists who are concerned about efforts in some places to prevent children from undergoing sex change operations, amongst other things. The guidelines may be released sometime this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Everyone knows that anti-Semitism has surged in the United States following the Hamas attack on Israel back in October, but the Anti-Defamation League now has the numbers. The ADL's latest report indicates that there were nearly 3,300 anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. between October 7th and the end of 2023. This is SRN News. Engine maker Cummins will recall 600,000 Ram trucks.
It's all part of a settlement with federal and California authorities that also requires the company to remedy environmental damage caused by illegal software that let it skirt diesel emissions tests. New details of the settlement were released Wednesday. Cummins had already agreed to a $1.675 billion civil penalty to settle claims, the largest ever secured under the Clean Air Act, plus $325 million for pollution remedies. That brings Cummins' total penalty to more than $2 billion. Keith Peters reporting.
The Biden administration is awarding $623 million in grants to help build an electric vehicle charging network across the nation. Grants being announced today will fund four dozen EV charging stations and related projects in 22 states and Puerto Rico. More details at srnnews.com.